This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman report. The stones are speaking, Israel, and the dust remembers. Yahweh has not forgotten his covenants, nor has he overlooked the ancient hatreds that fester in the hearts of nations. We watch as the signs align, as the scroll of prophecy unfolds before our eyes. The patterns are tightening, the pressure building, and the hour draws near. Today, our gaze falls upon the land of Turkey, a nation poised at a critical juncture, a key player in the unfolding judgments upon Edom. For centuries, the Ottoman Empire held sway over much of the ancient world, a power built on conquest and sustained by relentless ambition. Their reach extended across the lands promised to Jacob, a shadow cast over the inheritance of Israel. Understand this. Empires rise and fall according to Yahuwah's decree. The Ottoman collapse was not an accident of history, but a dismantling orchestrated by the Most High, preparing the way for the restoration of his people. But the spirit of that empire does not simply vanish. It slumbers, then awakens, seeking to reclaim its former glory. We witness now a resurgence of national pride, a deliberate attempt to project influence across the region, and a growing alignment with those who oppose Zion. This is not merely political maneuvering. It is a spiritual alignment, a reawakening of ancient animosities. And what animosities are these? They are the echoes of Edom, the lineage of Esau, the eternal adversary of Israel, now manifesting in new forms. Turkey, strategically positioned, is becoming a gateway, a conduit for Edom's influence, a channel for a rising flood. Yahweh spoke of a great and terrible day, a day of judgment where the valleys would be filled with those who have turned against Yahuwah and his people. That flood is gathering now, and Turkey stands at the mouth of the river. This isn't about a singular nation acting in isolation. This is about a network, a system, the unipolar Western order, the descendants of Rome, the inheritors of Esau's bitterness, leveraging every available tool, every geographic advantage to maintain its dominion. And they are using Turkey as one of those tools. But Yahuwah sees. He sees the schemes, the manipulations, the attempts to control the flow of resources, the twisting of narratives. He sees the digital shekels being prepared, the iron currency of control tightening its grip on the world's economies. Obadiah prophesied the downfall of Edom, their pride brought low, their wealth scattered. This is not a distant promise. It is a present reality unfolding before us. The financial dominion of Edom is crumbling and the cracks are widening. Yet amidst the gathering storm, there is a call to remember, to reclaim. Devarim 30 speaks of a time when Yahuwah will gather his scattered people, restore their fortunes, and renew their covenant. This restoration is not simply about land. It's about time. It's about reclaiming Yahuwah's appointed times, rejecting the world's temporal distortions, and aligning ourselves with the Enochian reckoning, the true measure of days and years. We are not meant to be swept along by the currents of this world. We are meant to be anchored in the eternal truths of Yahuwah. Consider Yeshayahu 38, the prophecy of Gog and Magog. While interpretations differ, the spirit of that passage resonates with the present moment. A coalition of nations, rising from the east, gathering against Israel. Turkey, strategically located, could easily serve as a rallying point for such a force, a gateway for Edomite influence to pour into the region. This is not about predicting specific events with pinpoint accuracy. It's about recognizing the patterns, the spiritual forces at play, and understanding that Yahuwah is sovereign over all kingdoms. Malachi warned of a time when Edom would attempt to rebuild its cities, to reclaim its former glory. We see echoes of this today in the relentless pursuit of power, in the attempts to rewrite history, and in the refusal to acknowledge the truth of Yahuwah's covenant with Israel. The judgment of Edom is not a future event. It is a cyclical pattern, a repeating lesson throughout history. They seek to control, to dominate, to erase the memory of Israel, but Yahuwah will not allow it. The watchman stands vigilant, observing the signs, sounding the alarm. We see the rising tide of Edom, the strategic positioning of Turkey, and the call to restore Yahuwah's appointed times. This is not a time for complacency, but a time for discernment, a time for prayer, and a time for unwavering faith. Remember Israel, Yahuwah is sovereign. He is in control. He will fulfill His promises. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.